Heritage signs are a symbol of history. They are a representation of the past, and several times it has been stated that it becomes hard for some people to understand why exactly they need to spend time, energy and their money to preserve heritage sites. Historic sites are important in terms of a range of cultural, social and educational benefits. Preservation of the historic environment is said to support the social and cultural well-being of residents and contribute to civic pride. Which is why today, as we commemorate Heritage Day, we take a closer look into why heritage sites are important in our lives. The South African landscape is as beautiful as it's diverse. It has endless abundance of natural wonders, mountain, forest, rock formation, beaches and deserts, and various other geological features. Heritage sites also play a huge role in the country's tourism. This intriguing and tangible connection to our past spurs interest for tourists to soak in its distinct ambience, and this alone helps attract business. University of KwaZulu-Natal heritage and culture lecturer Nokwaja Zulu says heritage sites are meant to be preserved and treasured because they are meant to be shared among different generations.
You see, a heritage site is something that is not only for the present generation, it is for other generations to come. So in other words, a site is a treasure, is a national treasure.
Statistics have also shown that heritage visitors have a greater economic impact per trip, as they tend to stay for a longer duration and spend more a day. According to reports, South Africa boasts with 8 World Heritage Sites located by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization. These places hold geographic and cultural significance that, according to the organization, deserve an honorable mention and protection above national level. While some Johannesburg residents that VFMU spoke to do not hold much value on heritage sites, others associate its beauty to their culture.
All right, I do honestly believe that these heritage sites are important for us, because like, if you know, like right now the way things are, not a lot of people pay attention to history, and it's very important for us to know where we come from in order to know where we're going, not to make the same mistakes over and over again. So yeah, honestly, we do need to cherish and know those type of places, because like, honestly, I barely know Robben Island. Like, if you had to show me on a picture, I could not say that's Robben Island. But I still say it's important to know.
So I believe heritage sites are important because they are the storage of knowledge, basically. They carry a history with us. I think then it's up to us, the people, to actually engage with them, which I believe we're actually failing at, as we're not carrying our history with us as we go forward. We are selective with which history and which heritage we want to engage with. So, yeah.
Matt, I don't think they're that important, because maybe black people don't really have that much culture in them or invested in them. So, yeah, I don't think I've seen a Zulu King statue in town or something. So, what's there to keep?
One of the most well-known South African World Heritage Sites is Robben Island, best known as a prison where anti-apartheid revolutionary Nelson Mandela served 27 years as a political prisoner, along with many other political leaders. The island's historic significance dates back to the 17th century, when it was reportedly used as a stop for traveling sailors to replenish food supplies. Other South African World Heritage Sites include the Cradle of the Humankind, Isimangaliso Word Park, Ukahlamba or Drakensberg Park, Table Mountain National Park, Cape Flora Region, Ferrefort Dome, and Botanical Landscape. It is believed that heritage preservation is a long-term investment that benefits the country today and leaves behind an invaluable resource for generations to come. VFMU took to the street across Johannesburg and asked residents what were their favorite South African heritage sites and why.
Honestly, I haven't heard of one that I've liked. I've only, like, the long time, like Robben Island, for example, I've only seen it on TV and all that, and people have told me about it. I know some of the things that have happened and all that, so no one, right? But, like, I'd honestly like to go there if I get the opportunity to.
No, I'll say I know my one the most because Mumzulu is Zulu. But I'd like us as the people to engage in each other's histories and each other's heritage and cultures, to know each other. And that's why also we very segregated amongst ourselves. We go with the stereotype instead of actually engaging with what the person is about.
Meanwhile, it has been indicated that history has been serving as laboratory and the past serves as a demarcation to understand the original laws and social structures of which this understanding helps the country's progress towards an ideal society. It is unfortunate to also witness national heritage sites closing down because this could be seen as losing part of the country's history. Earlier this month, Leslie Leaf in Rivonia, Johannesburg, announced it is closing its doors indefinitely after facing funding crisis for several years. KwaZulu-Natal lecturer Zulu further mentioned that heritage sites can be identified as regional or national sites.
The difference is the sites that are identified as world sites, the Drakensberg, for example, Cape Town, the Cape Town Mountain, and there are those that are national, that you can reduce to national, then you can go down to provincial, etc., etc. But a place that is a site, a heritage site, must be preserved.
Heritage sites are living monuments and record of certain crucial historical happening and moments which are real connection to the country's past. It is also evidence of what transpired in the past and will be permanent proof of our existence for the next generation. Let's try and embrace all our various heritage sites across the country by visiting them as much as we can whenever we get a chance. Happy Heritage Day, South Africa. For VFM News, I am Makosazana Twala.